The Bucks won their home finale last night, 98-80, over the Orlando Magic at the Bradley Center. That's back-to-back home victories for the Bucks, who close out their season at Indiana tomorrow night. The Bucks win 22-19 at the Bradley Center this season. And Coach Scott Skiles said that's not good enough.
We got to do better than that. There's no doubt about that. I mean, if you want to be a home court advantage type team, you're right around single-digit losses at home, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 losses somewhere in there at home. So we're, you know, quite a ways from that. We need to, you know, somehow have a better home record.
The Bucks can wrap up the season with a 3-game win streak if they can win tomorrow night, but Skiles said he's not interested in silver linings.
When you don't win, everybody wants to look at something to be positive about. You know, they want to look at an individual guy. You know, we got to have that guy because he does this. And when you don't win, though, you don't win. You know, and I'm a realist. I know I'm looking at our pockets of things that we did well, but the bottom line is we're nowhere near where we need to be.
Skiles said finishing off strong isn't necessarily a springboard for the team.
I think finishing strong in a regular season when, no offense to anybody, but we had Oklahoma City coming off an emotional home win, Orlando with half their roster out, and then the last game at Indiana, that would be different than finishing strong, say, with a couple wins in the second round of the playoffs.
Despite the inconsistency and the not making the playoffs, Skiles said the team did improve, though.
We've gone from being doormat defensive team to being mediocre. That's progress. It's nowhere near where we need to be. We moved the ball, played unselfish basketball for the most part. For large parts of the season, we're a good rebounding team. Lead the league in forcing turnovers. You know, there's definitely areas you can point to.
And soon, Skiles and general manager John Hammond will have to evaluate the team.
The judgments, you know, that John and I are talking about is when we were 24 and 27, we were 28 and 31, we had big games. What did we do? You know, who helped us win? When we didn't win, why didn't we win? Those kind of things. That's what we got to make our judgments on.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network Sports.